We've reached the middle of the week. It's a midweek Wednesday. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL, KCRK. Boy, drive carefully all around the area. You're going to be seeing everything from wet snow to slush to icy conditions. Slow down, drive carefully. We don't want to find you in the ditch today. Boy, we got that snow yesterday, and that was really the first big snowstorm of the year. It was a blizzard pounding the mountainous areas of the Cascades in Oregon and Washington. The winter storm knocking out power, prompting the closure of highways and ski resorts yesterday. The Department of Transportation closed Stevens and Blewett Mountain passes. They cited high winds, poor visibility, heavy snow, and fallen trees. The Stevens Pass Ski Resort posted they got 19 inches of new snow before opening yesterday and more snow on the way, and then they closed the backside of the ski area due to snow safety concerns. Governor Jay Inslee addressing the legislature at the start of his final year in office. He returned to one of his top priorities, the issue that defined his very brief presidential bid, climate change. He delivered his 11th State of the State speech on Tuesday, highlighting the state's one-year-old Climate Commitment Act, that landmark policy working to cap and reduce pollution while creating revenue for climate investments.
There's a new real estate firm in Colville, 4 Degrees Real Estate, based in Spokane, has opened their first branch office in Colville. The agents at 4 Degrees Real Estate have the experience you need and want when it comes to selling or buying real estate in the Tri-County area, whether it's homes or land or commercial. From start to finish, 4 Degrees agents advocate for their clients with professionalism and understanding. Call branch managing broker Len Brandt at 509-680-3916 to schedule a no-obligation meeting to find out the value of your home or to learn more about real estate investing. 4 Degrees Real Estate, your new choice for real estate in Northeast Washington.
With the governor praising cap and trade, a Senate Republican leader says the new report shows that the governor knew or should have known the cap and trade program would cause gas prices to skyrocket. Tracy Ellis has that report.
Senator John Braun says many predicted the program would increase the price of gas from 49 to 51 cents per gallon. Braun says a Washington Policy Center report shows the governor's office initially predicted a similar price jump, then changed course to get public support for the policy.
We had fiscal notes when this bill was before us. We had nonpartisan evaluations done outside the legislature. They all told us essentially the same thing, that we're going to have significant increases in the price of fuel, and that's happened.
Inslee claimed cap and trade would not increase gas prices or would do so only by pennies. Braun says the governor is now scapegoating others for his false claims, but he and legislative Democrats should own the gas price gains.
They want less carbon. They think the way to do that is to make it more expensive, and then when it's more expensive and the people of the state of Washington say, hey, I can't afford to live here in this great state, now, oh, we didn't mean to do that. Or no, it's somebody else's problem. They know very well what it will do and what it has done.
I'm Tracy Ellis.
If you like fishing at Deer Lake, well, then you have a chance to have your say to open the lake up to year-round fishing. Here's the details you need to know to participate in that process. It is the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Question of the Week.
Hi, folks. I'm Bill Baker, District Fish Biologist with your Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Office in Colville. We get a lot of questions from the public, and one we've heard recently is, I heard that you're considering opening Deer Lake in Stevens County to year-round fishing. Is this true? Yes, that's correct. Deer Lake is currently open March 1st and November 30th of each year. Recently, the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission approved a petition from a member of the public to move ahead with rulemaking to open the lake to fishing all year. The proposal stated that doing so could provide more access to ice fishing, which is growing in popularity, and would also provide economic benefit by bringing additional anglers to the area to fish and subsequently spend money on things like gas, equipment, and lodging. Before a decision can be made to change to a year-round season, WDFW will gather input to ensure that the proposal is generally supported by the public. An online virtual public meeting will be conducted on Tuesday, January 16th, from 6 to 8 p.m. The meeting will include a short presentation, a question and answer session, and some time for the public to share their thoughts on the proposal. Only input on Deer Lake will be accepted. People who wish to attend this meeting are asked to pre-register. To do so, go to wdfw.wa.gov and type Deer Lake Public Comment into the search box in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. Click on the first link titled WDFW Invites Public Comment on Proposal to Open Stevens County's Deer Lake to Year-Round Fishing. Then find the link to register in advance. Once you're registered, an email will be sent to you with information on how to join the webinar. Input received from this meeting will help guide whether to open Deer Lake to year-round fishing, and if so, what other rules will apply to the fishery. Hope to see you there. If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov or call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. There'll be a random drawing each week of people who submit questions. If your name is drawn, you can win a can of bear spray to take with you on your outdoor adventures.
If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov or you can call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. There will be a random drawing each week of people who submit questions. If your name is drawn, you win a can of bear spray to take with you on your outdoor adventures.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
Earlier this week, we talked about how the homeless camp was doing here in Colville. Well, let's take a look at Burien. They've got issues over there. Everywhere has issues right now with the homeless. But Burien, their ordinance 827 regulates homeless individuals' ability to camp overnight on public property within the city. It's being challenged in court by the Seattle King County Coalition on Homelessness as being unconstitutional. They say it effectively bans homeless individuals from living on any public property at any time. The lawsuit charges the city of Burien with violating the Washington Constitution by adopting a vague and almost incomprehensible ordinance that criminalizes the status of being homeless, inflicts cruel and unusual punishment, and deprives individuals of due process. The ordinance does have exceptions where homeless individuals can camp at designated areas between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m. Problem is, there are no areas like that that have been created within Burien. The Homeless Coalition say it shouldn't be a crime to be human and homeless. They want to repeal the law that bans homeless individuals from living in Burien. Well, it passed late last year. It was a 4-3 vote. The camping regulating ordinance was created as a solution for Burien's ongoing homeless problem. Now, a misdemeanor to violate this law, the council members argue this would stave off permanent homeless encampments from being established. The encampment, they had one. It was shut down the first week of June last year. Residents and small business owners feared those living in the camp would move a few blocks up and set up a new camp. Burien has requested help from the county. That was denied, the county citing the lack of a plan in place to safely house the people being moved. The county says Burien is responsible for the unhoused within the city limits and that there's no obligation from the county to intervene. That has furthered the city council members' frustration over the homeless crisis in Burien. Keep in mind, the county here in Stevens County helped the city out a lot in establishing the outdoor homeless encampment down on Lewis Paris Road. Well, in Seattle, the minimum wage going now to $19.97 an hour for any employers that have more than 501 workers. That is up $1.25 from last year. Seattle, one of the highest minimum wages in the nation. According to the Seattle mayor, it is creating a city where working people can live and thrive. We will continue to advance policies and programs that support working people and ensure Seattle remains a bastion for workers' rights. Seattle's move comes after an announcement late last month when the state made their minimum wage $16.28 an hour. Washington does have the highest minimum wage in the nation. Well, the Seattle minimum wage isn't enough for the Tacoma Housing Authority. Tacoma Housing Authority has increased their minimum hourly wage to $32 an hour for all employees. The executive director, April Black, said in a release that she was concerned that employees weren't making enough money. The minimum wage increase is intended to help employees better afford housing in Tacoma. She says, "We work to find solutions to housing insecurity and poverty. We cannot afford to contribute to the problem." So the people that are handling the money going for low-income housing in Tacoma, well, they will be making a minimum of $32 an hour. The director says, "All of our employees contribute to our mission of providing stable, sustainable housing for all, yet many of our team members struggle to pay their bills." She says, "We work to find solutions to housing insecurity and poverty. We cannot afford to contribute to the problem." Well, apparently she feels everyone needs $32 an hour if they are going to work in Tacoma. A reminder here for snow removal in Chewelah, the city of Chewelah requesting citizens' help in the snow removal and make sure that the sidewalks get taken care of. Of course, snowstorms like yesterday create havoc for the residents and for the city crews. One of the big obstacles the crews have is navigating the plow trucks around obstacles like parked or stored cars. Now, snow for residential areas on-street parking is a maximum of 10 consecutive days, unless otherwise posted. And in order to expedite snow removal or in emergency situations, the city can temporarily restrict on-street parking or limit on-street parking. Snow and ice removal, it is the responsibility of the owner during the winter season, during the time that snow is on the ground. The downtown area, they expect the sidewalks to be cleared off by 12 noon every day after a snowfall. You clear the sidewalk adjacent to or in front of commercial and retail properties and remove the snow, you scatter it out along the curb, out into the street, but don't interfere or obstruct travel.
When your vehicle is involved in an accident, you want collision repair performed by highly trained experts. Since 1984, Carey's Auto Body has been your specialist. We handle the complete repair process to get you back on the road as quickly as possible. Carey's Auto Body works carefully with your insurance company to repair your vehicle to before accident condition. Carey's Auto Body, 1101 South Main in Colville. Log on to carriesautobody.com or call 509-684-2587.
And one state legislator wants to create a middle path that protects biological women in sports while allowing transgender athletes to compete. Kimberly Wirtz explains.
Senator Phil Fortunato's bill would do away with women's and men's sports, instead relying on an athlete's biological sex to determine how athletes compete in schools.
This is really just a fairness issue. You would compete against others that are of like physical physique, etc.
The Auburn Republicans' measure calls for people born with two X chromosomes to compete with others with two X chromosomes and identify as female. Those with XY chromosomes at birth would compete against other XY contestants identifying as male. Those with a sexual identity that differs from their biological sex would still be able to compete with other athletes who have the same biological and sociological expressions.
We have a lot of complaints about men competing against women in women's sports and that it's unfair. I think it actually solves the sports problem that has been very traumatic.
In Olympia, I'm Kimberly Wirtz.
In tomorrow's news, I'm going to be talking about that blockade that was on Interstate 5 this past weekend. Really not a safe place to hold a protest. We're going to be looking at how the state patrol responded and what brought about that entire protest. We'll look at that tomorrow. It's basketball on the radio tonight. WSU at USC. Pac-12 action, 7:30 tonight. That'll be on KCVL. By the way, Gonzaga, they take on Santa Clara. That'll be Thursday evening at 6:30. We had basketball on the radio last night on 92.1 KCRK. Northeast 2B basketball, the Chewila Cougars hosting Kettle Falls in the Cross Valley game. Kettle Falls Lady Bulldogs held Chewila scoreless for the first 5 minutes of the first quarter, led 12-5. The Kettle held their lead through the second half. They beat Chewila 60-51. Three Cougars were in double digits. In boys' action, the Cougars and the Bulldogs kept it close in the first quarter. Kettle Falls led 14-11. Kettle Falls stretched that second quarter lead on the way to a 77-53 win over Chewila, that in high school basketball last night.
You need water? You need Fogle. Fogle Pump and Supply. From the ground up to the pump, from the pump to your faucet. Not enough water? Hydrofracturing may be the answer. Hydrofracturing opens water-producing veins to increase flow, or maybe an underground holding tank providing a consistent, ready source of water. Call the Fogle professionals or stop by their sales and service office on the North Highway. You need water? You need Fogle. Fogle Pump and Supply, the water professionals.
A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by ABC Heating and Electric at 411 West 2nd in Colville. If you're looking for a little comfort in your life, call the expert, your Carrier dealer at ABC Heating and Electric. Give Deb a call. Make an appointment, 509-684-2018. Well, things are going to be right about freezing today. Just a little more snow. Mostly cloudy, dropping down to 11 overnight, maybe another half inch of snow. 22 the high on Thursday, and still expecting really cold Thursday night, 7 below zero. Not much more snow expected. A high of 5 degrees Friday, 7 below zero Friday night. 6 the high on Saturday, 5 below zero Saturday night. Sunday, Well, not much different. 11 for a high, 2 below zero Sunday night. And the Monday Martin Luther King Day, 13, a slight chance of a little snow, 4 degrees overnight. Carrier dealers, the authorities are getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. ABC, Heating and Electric in Colville. The best thing you could do, get ready for the cold weather. It is coming. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK.